Good morning. Good morning. Usually I just jump right into the sermon, but I wanted to say how honored I am to be here with Sarah and all of you. What a magical weekend it has been. The last time I was here was 22 years ago. Boise has changed in the last 22 years. Let's talk about faith for a minute. Faith means different things to different people. But today I'm going to define it this way. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I have faith this world can be different. I have faith that we are slowly moving toward a world of increased integration between ourselves, each other, and the planet. I have faith that the Unitarian Universalist Association and Unitarian Universalism can be a faith tradition that is a non-dogmatic spiritual community that offers a safe exploration around the deepest questions of our meaning and of our spiritual existence. I have faith. I say I have faith because I don't always see evidence of the changes I would like to see, and yet I have hope, believing in spite of the evidence, that the evidence can and will change. I don't think I could do this job if I fell into cynicism and despair. I'm sure that I couldn't come to work on Sunday and do the best to feed my congregation spiritually if I didn't have faith based in hope. But I do have faith. And even in the most challenging times, I have hope. Whenever I'm filled to the brim of what is masquerading as religion and politics nowadays, I look around and I find connection and beauty. I see people helping people in the most extraordinary ways. I see increased connection to the planet and more people than ever fighting to save our environment. I see unbelievable acts of kindness and sacrifice for the betterment of humanity. And I see people coming to terms with patterns of the past in order to overcome our personal and collective systems of inequality and injustice and oppression. With each year, I move more deeply into being a person of faith. And by faith, I mean something that sounds like this. My faith tradition, the Unitarian Universalism, provides me with a framework filled with hundreds of years of history questioning what remains useful and important about religious life and speaks to the substance of things hoped for, even though sometimes the evidence of that beloved community cannot be seen. This is my faith. This is my adopted faith that voices the desires of my entire life. This is the faith that I had no idea existed as a child. This is the faith that at its core speaks to the transforming power of love. This is the faith that challenges us not to be too comfortable, no matter how much we struggle with change. This is the faith that fills me with faith. I have faith that we as Unitarian Universalists can find our way to a more cohesive and clearer understanding of our shared mission, not just in this congregation, but throughout the world. I have faith that we will move past the self-critical and self-stereotyping jokes and proudly proclaim the message of love and justice and equality based in our deep history of an open and loving theology. I have faith that we as Unitarian Universalists can transform our congregations to be places of safety and love and worship for those who feel marginalized and spiritually lost, living in a world that bombards with guilt and shame, prejudice and othering. I have faith that we can evolve our faith tradition to meet these challenging needs. Unitarian Universalism often has had a consumerist feel to it, with questions like, what are you doing to meet my needs? How can I have my individual passions fulfilled? How can we as individual congregations do whatever we need to do without having to answer to anyone, especially not those folks in Boston? That time in the history of religion is coming to an end. We live in a world demanding coordination, collaboration, and sharing of resources. We live in a world that no longer supports each and every one of us getting all of our individual needs met. And it's time for us to cross boundaries, natural ones and ones of our own making. I have faith that the 21st century Unitarian Universalism can be a religion of the possible. What if we hold on to traditions that still have meaning, but examine and let go of traditions that no longer serve us? What if we engage with other UU congregations and explore creative ways to work together and maximize our resources? What if we sacrifice just a little of our individual needs for the needs of the collective with the goal of more actively bringing healing, wholeness, and transformation for ourselves, each other, and the planet? And there's something else I have a great deal of faith about. You folks don't know this about me, because you don't know anything about me. But I spent years as a fundraiser. I guess I'd have to say that I stole, borrowed, or invented hundreds of ways to get people to donate. I did many of those years in Salt Lake City, right down the road. Actually, I have no idea what direction that is. I created chocolate festivals. I got very sick eating at the chocolate festival. I played mud volleyball. I organized, which involved a fire hose, but I won't get into that story. I organized 24-hour relay races. I have participated in auctions, dances, galas, golf tournaments, and benefit concerts. I have done all of these things, and what I discovered along the way is there's no substitute. Nothing raises more money. Not one thing can be more successful than increased commitment to the mission, vision, and actions of the organization. This is a challenge for many UU congregations. This is a challenge for congregations where many members have come from faiths that in ways feel distrustful of institutions. I think now more than ever, we are called to evolve our concept of work of congregational life and examine our commitment to the institution that is so central to the world we hope to create. If we do this, I have faith that our congregations can be well-funded hubs for progressive faith that help fill the urgent need to transform the world. One of the things that helped me understand the urgency of what we're being asked to do was a reading from Reverend Dr. John Buren's and Reverend Dr. Rebecca Parker's book called A House of Hope, Promise of Progressive Religion for the 21st Century. When talking about the importance of progressive faith in the 21st century, they wrote, "People come to church for life and death reasons. Susan came because she had just given birth to a baby after years of trying to get pregnant and suffering miscarriages. Her joy was great, and she was searching for a way to say thank you. She came to church to offer gratitude for life and to seek support in raising her child within a loving community. Thomas and Vince came when Thomas lost his job because the school district was firing gay teachers. He was heartbroken and angry, and they were worried about making ends meet. They were looking for words of encouragement, an expression of kindness that might help ease their pain and give them some hope." Ease their pain and give them hope. Dr. Parker talks about her experience with church when she writes, "People crossed the threshold of our neighborhood church, impelled by life's joys, injustices, difficulties, and hopes. They came looking for a way to amplify their happiness, solidify their commitments, and ease their difficulties, fulfilling their hopes." And there's a difference when people come to the door of a house of hope that holds a progressive faith like ours, for when we are at our best, we welcome with love all those who cross our threshold. And when I say when we are at our best, for a reason, for just because we do not have a test of belief does not mean that there are not beliefs that get tested. Where diversity is encouraged, there can also be challenge. Where there is freedom of dogma, there can also be difficulty with difference. But Dr. Parker offers some wise words that may help ground us in this progressive faith. She says, progressive faith offers a wide welcome for those who come to its door. It has hope to offer and gives room for people to breathe. Its theological boundaries make a life-giving, affirming faith possible, providing a defining structure of meaning. Within the theological house of a progressive faith, there's room for tremendous variety, diversity, and dissent. But there's also a defining focus, a flourishing, a devotion to the flourishing of life. A devotion to the flourishing of life. People of progressive faith care for the sacredness of this world. We cherish our bodies, this earth, this time, and this place within our grasp. We reverence the intimate, intricate, and unshakable realities that all life is connected. We honor and respect the bonds that tie each to all and that weave us into an inescapable net of mutuality. Now more than ever, this world needs this message. Now more than ever, we are called to be there for encouragement, kindness, easing of pain, and providing hope. Now more than ever, we are called not just to offer this in the walls of this congregation, but to take it out into the world, centering ourselves here, and then acting of vessels of this theology of love and hope. Dr. Parker says it this way. She says, it is a message worth proclaiming openly and broadly. We will do everything in our power to assure that this covenant of life for life is honored. And as we seek to connect our circle with other circles of life, to expand our circle into ever widening ripples for influences of good, expanding the circles of people united together for life, that is the mission of progressive faith. Ever-widening ripples of people united together for good and in hope on behalf of our mutually connected lives. Now more than ever, this is what we are going to be called to do as Unitarian Universalists. Our faith has evolved. The times have changed, our planet and its people are in great need, and we are now being called as members of this progressive faith to reach beyond our comfort zone and attempt to expand the message of this faith that stands on the side of love, this movement that covenants together to support the interconnected web, this religion where we cherish our bodies, this earth, this time and place that is within our grasp. Now more than ever, we are called to offer this world an alternative to religions that offer fear and hate of other as their gospel and the strict adherence with their skewed views of the world as their dogma. There are so many in need, so many looking for that deep connection, so many wanting to find something that will give them faith in the power of hope and love, and faith in a covenant of life. And my dear fellow Unitarian Universalists, as a former fundraiser, I am under no illusion. This takes money. Days are gone when our only vehicle for communication was a newsletter put together by a volunteer once a month. If we're going to proclaim this life-saving message of love and hope, we need financial support for staff, for technology, for growth. This is true of a growing and thriving congregation in many areas. If we want children in our religious exploration program, if we want to use social media, if we want to do deeds of justice, if we want excellence in our worship, if we wanted this truly to be a place where the magic happens, the changing needs of the state and of the world seem more urgent than ever before. If we have any hope of living in a world more in line with our UU values, we aren't going to be able to be part of those who are resistant to change. I believe this has been mentioned by a few ministers this weekend. We don't really collaborate on that, just so you know. We too are going to have to make some bold decisions about the future, because this world is calling for our values to be lifted up as often and as publicly as possible. Like all of us, I've been watching what's happening in this country. The anger, the name-calling, the heightened nationalism, the fear, the narrow definition of love of neighbor, the racism, the homophobia, the transphobia, the patriarchy that masquerades as politics. I've been watching, and I believe that we have a message to deliver. This message begs a question, however: what is truly the purpose of what we do here for the 21st century? What's really the point of all this? Is it that we come together on Sunday, have our various meetings during the week in a collection of some kind of like-minded group of individuals? Or is the point of a progressive religious community of the 21st century not to be resistant to change, but always be ready to change, to be bold in our thinking, to be creative in our ministries, to be able to stand firm in opposition to the forces of fear and hate and offer a clear and loving alternative together? Now more than ever, no matter how many worthy causes you support, we are called to understand that our congregations can be hubs for this transformation for which we wish to see. The work that's being done ripples out from this congregation in ever-widening ways to the steps of the State House to unite as many people as possible in the work of love and hope. And I'd like to say, for those who can't afford to give much to the congregation, if anything, your participation in this congregation is rock solid as we all work together to transform the world. For those who can afford to support this work together, what would we have to give in order for this community to answer this call? For this call is where every single dollar pledge serves the devotion to the flourishing of life. This care for the sacredness of the world, cherishing our bodies, the earth, this time and place within our grasp, the reverence of the intimate and intricate and unshakable reality that all life is connected, this honor and respect of the bonds that tie each to all into an inescapable net of mutuality. Faith enables us to act in hope despite how things look. And that's what can help make change finally occur. Now more than ever, we are called to faith. Now more than ever, we are called to hope. Now more than ever, we are called to love. Together, let us answer this call. Amen, and may it be so. Closing reading today, the closing blessing, benediction, is from Amy Zucker Morgenstern, who was my first minister. Prayer for a drop in the bucket. Blessed are the droplets, for they shall fill the bucket to overflowing. Blessed are they who know there is a bucket, for they shall be filled with hope. Blessed are they who can see beyond their lifetimes, for they shall walk in faith that will not be in vain. Blessed are we when we know we only appear so small because what we are creating is so big. Blessed are we who are part of another. Blessed are we when we give new life and light to others, for we will live more richly ourselves. Blessed be and amen. Amen. Thank you. Go in peace.